tuned to New Sound Radio 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, ever since proposals were announced to build a temporary base for the Metropolitan Police on Wanted Flats for the duration of the 2012 Olympic Games, there have been rumours, denials, accusations and counter-accusations flying around all over the place, and it's difficult to work out exactly what is going on. Well, in response to this, a few weeks back, a packed meeting of local residents formed the Save Wanted Flats campaign. And last Sunday, they organised a protest picnic, of all things, a protest picnic on the site where the proposed facility will be built. It wasn't the best weather, I mean, the picnic was a bit blurry. Well, at least the rain held off, yeah? But New Sound Radio 92 FM, we went down there, interrupted their sandwiches and cupcakes, and asked people why they opposed to plans for a temporary police base on Wanstead Flats in 2012.
My name's Pam and I live in Wanstead. Well, I still think it's the wrong area. Are we still going to be able to still get in and out of our homes, go shopping? Are our children going to be able to get backwards and forwards to school every day?
Hi, my name's James from Forest Gate. Well, Wanstead Flats is a green oasis in the middle of the sort of urban wasteland of East London. We've got to hang on to it as best we can. It's protected by an Act of Parliament. If the law is changed to allow this development, it's the thin end of the wedge. It'll never stop. So it's really important that we resist this challenge by the police to take over the flats. We've got to stop it.
Hello, my name is Jenny Walsh and I live in Leytonstone. We like coming to the flats with the children. We use it quite regularly to come and see the ducks and to go to the play park and to run about, because we don't have much of a garden, so this is like our garden. So we really don't want it to be lost to any developers or for any reason.
Hello, my name is Alan Cornish and I'm chairman of Friends of Wanstead Parklands. I've come here today because I'm extremely concerned about the kind of precedent this creates. The Olympic Park isn't going to suddenly vanish on the 31st of December 2012. It will attract major events of all sorts, and all those events will attract big crowds, which is what they've been there for, and those crowds will need policing. And once the police get established here, then the police will turn around and say, "Ah, well, it just so happened we've got the ideal site nearby." Bang, and they'll be in over and over again until it gets to the point where it's almost permanent.
Hello, my name's Marva and I live in Forest Gate. I'm here because I don't think that Wanstead Flats should be enclosed. There's an old rhyme, it's very bad in man or woman to steal the goose from off the common. But what can be that man's excuse that steals the common from the goose? Well, Wanstead Flats is common land given to the people in 1870-something, and I don't think that the Met has got a good enough excuse to steal this part of the commons from us.
Hi, my name's Carol Walters and I live in Sydney Road, which is bordering right onto this Gulag thing. That's the only name I can think of that it could be called. We're inclined to think it's the thin end of the wedge. I've lived here for 20 odd years and I don't see why the police, who you rely on to keep the laws, are, when it suits them, trying to override a law just to suit themselves. I don't think this is the only place that's available. They've not told us where the other places are that have been considered. I found the plans that I've looked at totally unacceptable. A 10-foot fence right around like a gulag, and I just don't think it's right.
Well, a couple of weeks back here on the Community Hour, we issued the New Sound Radio 92F challenge to the Metropolitan Police, the Corporation of London, who manage Wanstead Flats, and the Save Wanstead Flats campaign to come down onto the show and discuss the issue live on air. Well, the Metropolitan Police, they declined the offer, although they did indicate that they would be prepared to take part in a structured, pre-recorded interview. But we are joined now live in the studio by Paul Thompson, who's from the Corporation of London, Superintendent of Epping Forest. How are you, Paul?
Hi.
And Beata Holman and Margaret from the Save Wanstead Flats campaign. Hiya.
Hello.
Hello there. Right. Okay, now, first of all, thanks for joining us, agreeing to take part in the New Sound Radio Challenge. But I'll tell you what, for the start, maybe, Paul, maybe you should start and just explain, well, what exactly is, because there's all sorts of people say all sorts of things, what exactly is planned on Wanstead Flats for 2012?
Okay, thanks, Pete. What's planned? Basically, the Olympics in 2012 is going to be the biggest peacetime police and security operation that Britain's ever seen. The police have worked up a plan with LOCOG, which is the London Organising Committee for the Olympic Games, to manage the policing in three zones across London. There's going to be a park zone for this area, central zone for central London, and a riverside zone or river zone for Greenwich and the riverside sports. Each one of those zones is going to be served by what's known as a muster briefing and deployment centre. It's a base where police are gathered, briefed, fed and sent out to undertake their policing duties. They've undertaken a wide-ranging survey of land in East London. They tell us that Wanstead Flats is by far the best site for their purposes, for policing the park zone. And they approached the corporation last year with a view to basing a site on part of the flats. Our committee have looked at this in detail, and we think that in principle we support the process, providing there's a public consultation, providing the site receives planning application, providing that we are able to change the Act in a way that protects the Act, but also...
Could you just explain that? A lot of people maybe aren't clear about that.
OK, yeah. Act's very important. It's very important. It's 1878 Epping Forest Act. Established the City of London as the conservators of the forest, and that includes everything from Wanstead Flats, 6,118 acres, all the way up to Epping. And we were basically stole this from underneath the teeth of developers who were trying to develop this whole part of London and build even more houses on public open spaces, which had been enjoyed for some time by local people and was still being enjoyed by our commoners who were grazing cattle there. The Act's very clear that the conservators can't sell, demise, alienate, give away the land in any case, and that's a concrete guarantee. And for the 130 years we've looked after flats, all we've ever done is add land to the forest. We've never given any away. So the problem for the police use of the site is that we have an obligation to keep the whole of the forest open for public access and enjoyment. Clearly, if the police are allowed to fence off 8 acres for the temporary period of the Olympics, means the public won't be able to enjoy those 8 acres, which is just 2% of the whole of Wanstead Flats. So we effectively, it's a criminal offence, and we can't have the police arresting themselves, I guess.
Probably not.
No, it wouldn't be a good idea, and my forest keepers won't want to arrest them. So what we're looking at is a temporary variation to the Act, which removes the criminality purely for the police, purely for the period of the Olympics, and that will blink on for 90 days and blink off.
Okay.
The Act remains unchanged in the longer period.
Just to go back to the original thing, though, but what exactly is planned? What will it look like? What are the police talking about? What is it going to look like?
Right. Basically, what they want is a series of big tents, which they can gather all the police together to brief them, a big canteen feeding area to feed the guys and women, and then there's a parking area where the police vehicles are then deployed. Basically, what's happening is that police are being coached into this site to minimise traffic movements, that they're being put in their police vehicles, and they're going out to police the whole of the park zone. I would just want to emphasise, a lot of people have asked me, why isn't this safe base being placed at the Olympic Park itself?
OK, I'll tell you what, we'll go on to that. I'll tell you what, he's just put forward about what they're planning. What's wrong with that, Beatrice and Margaret? What's wrong with that?
I don't believe that the law will go back the same as it is now.
To add to that, why hasn't wording been released yet of the proposed amendment to the Act?
So what we're talking about here is what your concerns are, is what Paul's saying is they need to amend this Act, and I presume that was on a temporary basis you were talking about. Mm-hmm. What your concerns are that, well, it is temporary.
It's really the legacy we are concerned about. It's not actually so much the issue with the police, although there's some concern about the particular plans of this proposal, but it's the legacy with what we are left. And also, on the corporation website, Paul, you say that the funding is being used to improve the flats. And what I'm asking is, will you not improve the flats if residents are opposed to this?
I don't know, what would you say to that, Paul?
Series of questions there. I think certainly, I mean, I could go back to the Act, so I could assure you that the central part of the Act is not being changed. Section 7 of the Act stops us from selling, demising, giving away land away ever, full stop. You know, and we've looked after that land for 132 years, and we've not given the land away, and that's the concrete guarantee. In terms of the legislation, we're using a very, very specific piece of legislation called a legislative reform order, and we've worked very closely with the police and the Home Office on that, and this will make a very temporary, time-limited, fleeting change to the Act. Of course, it will always be there, but it doesn't create a precedent because it's in such a narrow, it's a narrowly focused piece of legislation. To answer Beta's question, there is going to be a consultation, 12-week consultation by the Home Office, starts later this month, and we'll run all the way up to November, which will give local people an opportunity to comment on that. Interestingly, it's only there for non-controversial legislation. So, and it's interesting.
Let's take up this issue of consultation. I mean, mm-hmm. How do you feel about people from the Save Wanted Flats campaign? How do you feel about the consultation process? Because there have been a series of meetings and things like that.
How do we feel about the consultation? It's basically we feel this is not a consultation. This is that we're being told what's going to happen, rather than a real interaction with residents and people who object to this. The fact that the, for example, we've been told that we can object to the plans of the Olympic Police Base until the 26th of September, but the Home Office consultation about the amendment of the Act hasn't even started yet. That means how can we make an informed decision on the plans if we don't know what the complete plans are?
Paul. Yeah.
And
Go on, Margaret. Sorry. Go on, you say something.
They said they need, a few years ago now, I don't know how many, I think it was 1950s, they decided they needed a police training ground on the flats. So they pulled down an old building and built an eyesore, and it was a training flats for the police for about 20 years, and suddenly it's luxury flats.
Okay, I don't actually know that building itself. Whereabouts is that, Margaret? I don't know.
It's a great big ugly thing in Wanstead itself, okay, on the flats. I can see it for most of parts of the flats. It's horrible.
Okay. I can help on that particular issue. Yep. I can help with that. That was the original Swiss cottage site. It was always outside the forest. It's not part of the forest, and I think it's unfortunate some people have suggested that it has been part of the forest. It was given to the police. It was never part of the forest. The 18...
Whereabouts exactly is? I'm just trying to picture.
It's on the Lake House, on the edge of the Lake House estate. It's called Belgrave Heights. It's a very tall, white
I think I know the place now. Yeah, now you say
you can see it from most parts of the flat. Yeah. It was never part of the forest. It was bought by the police from the previous owner. Developed with, it has to be said, at that time in the 60s with Crown immunity, and that immunity is no longer there now on planning matters. I think many people would see it as a failure of the planning system. It's not a pretty building. Clearly, police used it at the time. They were using the flats for their training for trading cadets. It became surplus to the requirements, and they sold it. I don't think there's any scandal there, really. It's just a series of events.
I tell you, we're going to have to take up this issue again. Go on, Ink. Do you want one quick point before we go to the break? Yeah.
Just to the scandal there, it's what local residents told me, who were here at the time. They said it happened very similar as this planning consultation, that it was rushed through during the summer months when people were on holiday and couldn't respond to any of the plans.
Okay, I'll tell you what, after the break, we're going to have to take up these issues and a few more, I'm sure. So stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be discussing some more stuff about what's happening with the proposed police base on Wanstead Flats during the course of the Olympics. Stay tuned. Tune to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is a Community Hour. And I'm Pete Day. And, of course, we've got live in the studio, we've got Paul Thompson, who's from the Corporation London, Superintendent of Epping Forest. We've got Beata and Margaret from the Save Wanstead Flats campaign. And, of course, we're talking about the proposed police facility on Wanstead Flats for the duration of the 2012 Olympic Games. Paul, can I just ask you, a lot of people are concerned, a lot of people raise the issue, sort of like, this sets a precedent. Yeah, and you can sort of say, well, you've changed the laws and things like that, and it'll only be for this time. But having changed it, having sort of broken that golden spell, there's always going to be that thing the police could come back a couple of years later and say, maybe for the World Cup or something like that. So, I'll tell you what, we couldn't have this police base again, could we? What would you say to that?
Well, interestingly, Pete, they've already assured us that they don't need the site for the World Cup, and they don't think they'll need it, based on Alan's earlier interview. They won't need the site for events following the Olympics, for the legacy events, because all those events will be in single venues then, and they can police a single venue. It's policing this entire zone where, with 500,000 extra visitors, is the big issue for the Olympics, really. So, but the Act is fundamentally important. The Act hasn't been changed. We're not changing the central tenet of the Act, is that we can't give the land away. So this is only a temporary change. The police said to us they wanted this more permanently. We couldn't do it. So that's fundamentally the reassurance I can give you there.
Okay. Well, do you feel reassured?
Well, I'm not feeling reassured. I would like to see the wording for the Act. Mm-hmm. Also, you
could you just talk into the microphone a bit better?
Yeah, yeah, okay, sorry, yeah, about that. Yeah. Also, you're saying it's for 90 days of the Olympics. Are you really? Can you guarantee that it's only for 90 days? That it not will be 95, 100, 120 days? Because there obviously being variations in the number of days about. Would the corporation be prepared to assure that with the financial backing? For example, £1,000 or £10,000 for every day we run over?
I can assure you the legislative reform order only lasts for 90 days. So on the 91st day, whatever they're doing will be illegal, and there are penalties within the Act for that already. So I'm very clear about that. The police, we started off our negotiation, they wanted 120 days. They've managed to get it down to 90. That's 3 weeks to set up, 2 weeks to decommission, and 60 days in the middle to actually run the security event. They do this all the time for Notting Hill Carnival, Ascot, all sorts of other events. They're well practiced at this. They're very confident they can get off in 90 days.
Okay, I mean, but also, there's also been some things as well about maybe in terms of what they call like planning creep, that having once done this, you know, is this an issue as well or not?
I don't think so. I mean, again, the reason we're having to change, make this temporary change, is because normally we wouldn't allow this development. We've turned down lots of other approaches since 2005. When the Olympics were announced, we turned down proposals for car parks, campsites. We chose not to be a venue for mountain biking and equestrian events. So we think just because, particularly here, the police are asking us on behalf of the nation, really, to actually secure a safe, successful, secure Olympics. We want to help.
What do you think of that?
Well, I think we all are for a safe, secure and successful Olympics. But the question is the impact on the local environment. For example, the conservation, the skylark breeding community quite close by. What will it do to traffic? I mean, the Green Man roundabout, which is supposed to be one of the main routes out of the police base, is totally congested at the best of times. So you never get into a supermarket to do your shopping because everyone gets stuck on Green Man roundabout. It takes 40 minutes from Leytonstone to get to the main Olympic Park. It will be an absolute nightmare, as it is not already a nightmare enough for all the residents in East London having to put up with all this Olympic development.
Paul, is it going to be a nightmare?
I think it's going to be tough on traffic, certainly. The police are putting forward, as we said earlier, they've got to secure planning permission on this issue. Part of that permission will involve, if it's provided, part of the application process is the submission of a transport plan, a transport assessment. Police have been doing that work. They assure us that they can deliver minimal impact on local traffic, and they're going to do that by arranging their shifts so they're travelling to and from the site largely outside the rush hour. The main Olympic event's taking place in the summer holidays, so, you know, traffic's a bit quieter then anyway. By the time they get to the Green Man, they will have the Olympic network of roadways. I know that's controversial in itself, but once they're at Green Man, they'll be able to zip to the site quite quickly. So but this is also about routine deployment. This isn't people about putting people blues and twos. This is actually a steady stream of police being sent out and being relieved and being brought back through the zone.
I mean, yeah. It's all a bit late in the day, isn't it? It's quite a shame that the police didn't, or that the police decided that it wasn't worthwhile turning up today to make their comments, because it's late in the day. Is this massive Muslim briefing centre really necessary? Why in the days of information technology can't officers be briefed using alternative technologies? I mean, the moment some statements made saying that it's the cost is preventative, but I don't think this is an argument. And it's again the impact on the local environment. I'm using that area of the flats every day, walking my dogs. I will not be able to go across there. What if there is a security alert? Will bigger parts of the flat be taken over? So, say, for example, if there's a major, major terrorist alert, will the whole of the centre of the flats be boarded off for residents? Will residents be will there be stop and search for residents? It's quite a sensitive community, because the Eastern community is traditionally not very well off financially. It's mixed race, mixed cultures. There it only needs to be a little spark to set this all off. So how will that side of it be managed as well?
Paul?
There's no plans to... I mean, the police are already working towards the maximum end of the alert scale anyway, and that's actually informing a lot of their plans. So there's no plans to cordon off more parts of the flats. And in fact, this development of a temporary development of 8 acres is just 2%, less than 2% of 450 acres of Wanstead flats. We're confident there's enough space for everybody to wander around and enjoy themselves, and for the police to occupy this small area temporarily.
Okay, I'll tell you what, we're rapidly running out of time. What I'm going to ask you all to do, yeah, is just to give me one final comment. All three of you, to give me one final comment, just to say why you think that what you're saying is either you think the space should go ahead or shouldn't go ahead. Can I just have one final comment? Paul, can I start with you?
I hope people would trust us on our record, and I hope they'll get involved in the public consultation. We're at Durning Hall tonight. We're at Canhall Road Methodist Church on Saturday and next Thursday. And also, if you can't join us on those dates, we've got our website, www.wanstead-nbdc.co.uk.
Oh, could you just give that again, because it's not the most obvious of
No, it's not. No, I appreciate it. www.wanstead-nbdc.co.uk, or you can free phone 0800 977 8791.
I'll tell you what, can you just give that to us, because I'm just going to write that down.
Okay.
Yeah?
0800 977 8791.
Okay, thanks very much. And can I just ask you, what do you think?
I think people actually should go and look at the plans, should make up their own minds. They should come to the public meeting called by local residents on 6th of October, which Paul verbally on Sunday confirmed will be attended by the corporation. We still have no confirmation.
And where's that meeting?
It's Durning Hall Community Centre, same where the consultation...
That's just off Wood Grange Road, isn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. What's the name of the road?
Earlham Grove,
yes, okay, yeah. So that's what date was that again?
It's,
I want to put it in my diary, that's what I'm just making a note of this.
6th of October.
6th October.
At 7 p.m. Have a look at the plans. Really think about your future, the future of your children, and what impact this has on the future.
Okay, and Margaret?
I'm puzzled that they need to change the Act. I thought there was a clause in the Act that says, in reasons for national importance, they can use it.
Right.
And this, I thought, they keep telling us, is for national importance.
Okay, I tell you what, there's a lot more issues coming up. This is quite a big issue. I tell you what, thanks so much for joining us, all of you. I mean, you've been good sports, and I know there's a lot of people who feel very passionate about this. So I want to say thanks, Paul, for coming along, and thanks, Beata and Margaret as well, for coming along from the campaign. That's absolutely great. You won't be strangers. You will come back again, because I'm sure this issue, it's not going to go away, is it? You just know that, don't you?
It won't go away.
I'm very grateful for the opportunity to hopefully reassure people anyway.
Okay. Thanks so much for coming along. And stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.